Frigid Friday.
Frigid Friday. That's also good.
Or Freeze
Wendy.
Day instead of Friday.
Happy Freeze Day. TGIF. Thank God it's Freeze Day. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. Our brains are frozen. It's so cold out. You know, I remember on days, we've had days colder than this.
Yeah, and we're going to have them again.
Oh, yeah.
Like soon, next week.
Very, very soon. Everybody was talking about how cold this day would be, and it is. It's really cold. It's 1 degree, right? It's right around 1 degree.
Yeah, I don't know what it is currently.
Do you remember days where you would go outside, you would just, as soon as you went outside, I don't know if this is just me, if you would also experience this, but I would tear up from the cold. And the tears would freeze, and I would peel them off.
No, they wouldn't freeze.
Throw them at people. Whip them at people as they passed by me in the street.
That's like a nurdle.
Bing!
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
My
face
tears
doesn't,
never.
You don't get like that.
No,
when it's
my
really
tears
cold?
Never froze. But last night I walked the dog because no one wanted to take him out because it was too cold. Good reason.
Do you mean literally walk the dog? Because I know you're a yo-yo enthusiast. What did you? What
I
you
do say? Know how to walk the dog with a Dunkin' yo-yo.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
It's fun.
And not Cats in the Cradle.
And the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue.
Rock the Baby, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah, I know that one, too.
But no one wanted to take the dog for a walk, and we have a fenced yard. I'm worried about coyotes, because there are a lot of coyotes, and Goofy Kona will find, like, a stick or something and just lay there and chew on it in the snow, and I'm like, he's a complete target for a coyote that's lurking in another yard.
Yep.
He's just laying there going, eat me.
Yep.
So I took him for a walk, and I went around the block, and our blocks are not city blocks, it's suburban blocks, and my eyes were watering. I felt like an elderly gentleman with a big Jimmy Durante nose, because my nose was running, too. It was terrible.
It's nice.
Like all these liquids were coming out of me from one walk around the block.
Hope everyone's enjoying their
lunch. I know. I'm sorry. But that's how, I mean, usually I can control my bodily fluids.
Not like this.
No, it was so cold.
Don't you also have stigmata? Did I hear that? There was some cooler rumors that you had stigmata.
No. I went to school with a Louis stigmata.
Did you know a kid named Louis Stigmata?
No. It's close. Not really. Exactly.
I always thought it was fun when the Bulls had a head coach named Dick Mata. I thought, what if he gets stigmata? What a great headline that would be. Dick Mata gets stigmata.
Now, I'm getting stomata and stigmata mixed up.
Stigmata is where you get, like, blood kind of emits from all the places where Jesus was crucified. So you would get blood coming out of the palms of your hands, the middle of your feet, and your forehead. I don't recommend it. If you're ever given the option, if you're ever in a place and they give you the option to have stigmata, check no in the boxes. You do not want to get stigmata.
Yeah, I wouldn't want those. So you.
There used to be a guy. Google this. See if I'm right. His name was Padre Pio. Padre, spelled like the San Diego Padres. Pio, spelled the traditional P-I-O. And he was a guy who they wanted to make a saint because he would, from time to time, get stigmata. He would just show up. He would speak at a place, and then, like, at the end of the speech, he'd go, oh, here it comes, and he would get stigmata. Is that true?
He was called the stigmatist.
The stigmatist.
He was a stigmatist and a mystic.
Yes. He was both a stigmatist and a mystic.
As are you.
And he also was a defensive tackle for one season, but the stigmata kept ruining his uniform, so they had to pull him out of the lineup.
A stomata is on a plant, so I'm getting that mixed up.
That's different.
All right.
But what if you got stigmata and stomata simultaneously?
That's a lot of mata. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, mata. Hello, fata.
Here I am at Camp Stomata.
Came down with a case of bad stigmata. Oh, man. That's hurtful.
Our brains are frozen.
They're frozen. You can't blame us if you're listening and you're going, what? Our brains are frozen. It's 1 degree.
How did you know of Padre Pio?
Because I am also a stigmatist.
No, you have a stigmatism.
I have a stigmatism. That's what I meant to say.
Here's a short biography.
Padre Pio. We're doing a made-for-TV movie about him.
What's it called? What's it called?
Hole in the Head. Because blood comes out of a hole in your head when you have it. It's awful.
I mainly think of the hands when I'm thinking of stigmata.
Hands, feet, head. Blood all around. You got to get
head,
a lot of...
shoulders, knees, and toes. Now I'm going to go to hell because of you.
Not because of me.
Oh, yes, it is. You're bringing me down.
I don't
Padre Pio Francesco Forgione.
Yes, that was his real name.
Was born to Giuseppe and Grazio.
He's Pinocchio's friend also, by the way.
It's Geppetto.
Oh.
He was born in Italy, May 25th, 1887. They were poor in material goods. They were certainly rich in their faith, life, and love of God.
Yep.
As a young boy, he had already shown signs of extraordinary gifts of grace.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of five, he dedicated his life to God. Now, that's a commitment.
At the age of five, when I was coloring and watching cartoons, kind of the same thing I do today. I have the same schedule now that I had back then.
He, when he was 15, he was admitted to the Capuchin Order of the Friars Minor in Italy.
Capuchin are monkeys.
Yes, they are, from that area. And he...
Were there monkey friars back then? Did they allow monkeys into the priesthood? I don't think they did, Wendy. I think that's a misprint. Can't
some
imagine
of the questions
time.
You ask.
I'm a child of curiosity.
In 1910, at the age of 23, Padre Pio was ordained to the priesthood, but it doesn't say when he started with his.
When he started getting the calling.
When he became a stigmatist.
Boy, that would be a day you'd write down in your diary too, because that how scary would that be? All of a sudden, you just start bleeding out of your hands and your feet and your head. Ugh.
Here's what had happened.
I would carry Bactine on me all the time. There'd never be a time where I didn't have Bactine.
The first time the marks of the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, appeared on Padre Pio's body was Friday, September 20th, 1918.
Wow.
He was praying...
We just missed the 100th anniversary of that. We should have done something.
What do you do?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anybody who has this.
He was praying before a crucifix and making his Thanksgiving after Mass. He was 31 years old, became the first stigmatized priest in the history of the church.
Wow. That would get you into the, I would think, the sainthood, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, not his head, Bill. He
no?
bore the painful wounds in his hands, feet, and side for 50 years.
Why wouldn't it be the
crown
head
of thorns? It was just, it didn't penetrate. I mean, it didn't go through. Like, it went through his hands and feet to hold him on the cross.
I always thought if you had this, you got it in your head also. I always thought
that.
No.
It just the crown of thorns, which, you know, of course, made blood drip down his head.
Where on the side would you get it? Does it say?
No.
I'm just curious.
There's not a diagram, so I'm not sure.
All right.
So that was back in 1918.
Yep. 101 years ago. There was nothing to commemorate this. No parades, nothing. Zero.
And did you learn about him in your Catholic school upbringing?
Nope.
How'd you just know
I
of
just
him?
No, I don't know.
You know, some of the stuff you know, like, shocks me, and some of it, like,
embarrasses.
A
lot of it embarrasses.
But some of it, like, is truly remarkable that you know these things. You're a man of...
many caps.
No, you're a man with little bits of many things in your head.
But the beauty of it is... And it's been pointed out to me by both friends and family members that none of it's important.
No, some of it is. Although, really, I don't know why even Padre Pio came up, but I mean, it was a little nugget, and we dug it.
Yeah. No, it didn't. They didn't talk much about it in school. I think because as kids, we would have made fun of it, much the way you and I did as adults just moments ago.
I didn't really make fun of it, God. Please don't.
I'm mystified by it. Because that's, I mean,
well,
that's
pretty weird.
If somebody gets that. I would, being, you know, I'm somebody who believes in medicine. I'm afraid of doctors, but I do believe in medicine. I would try to find some other explanation for this. Like if a friend of mine said, I don't know what it is, but every now and then I just start, look at my palms are bleeding and my feet are bleeding and look at my side is bleeding. I wouldn't go with, oh, wow, it's stigmata. I would go with, well, see, you must have something else wrong with you.
Yeah, but then when you go through all the tests and you've perplexed all the doctors.
Yeah.
I mean, what other...
When all the cards are turned over and they go, it's got to be stigmata.
What else
stigmata.
Could it be?
It's got to be stigmata. I don't know. Very few people get it. What if a lot of people had it? What if, like, everyone you knew had it? That'd be awful, wouldn't it? I'm glad these are isolated stigmata incidents, is what I want to say. That's the purpose of this.
I don't know if I should.
So that I can say this. I have to tell you something. Earlier we had Alex Zelbin on talking about television. And there was a show he mentioned called The Other Two. Do you remember him talking about this?
Yeah, because a texter said it's on Comedy Central. Yeah. What does it look like for longevity-wise?
Right.
And are they stigmatists?
Oh, they asked that question also?
No.
That's a timely question. All right, so yesterday, as I'm watching late-night television, and I was flipping around a little bit, but on Colbert's show, he had on an actor named Ken Marino, who's been on a lot of stuff over the years. You'd recognize him. If you saw this guy, you would recognize him. I'd only heard the name, and I'd seen him in movies. I'd never seen him do any, you know, panel on any of the late-night shows. This guy was hysterical because he did something I've never seen anyone else do on a talk show, ever. He decided that instead of doing a traditional, you know, here's how it always works on a talk show. The host gives some of your credits.
Yeah.
You might know my next guest is the star of ... and then they bring him out. So he decided that his whole segment was going to be different ways that he could enter the show. So originally when Colbert calls him out, he goes, he's got a new show on called The Other Two. Please welcome Ken Marino. And he goes from behind the curtain all the way on one side of the studio to sitting down on the panel in a second and a half. He just runs out at full speed and sits down, and Colbert doesn't know what to make of it. He just holds his hands up and he goes, what are you doing? And he goes, I wanted to be the guest. He goes, a lot of guests come out and they just kind of run together. I wanted to be the one that people always remember. He was the fastest one to go from there to there.
That's pretty funny.
And Colbert's just like nodding. Well, you did it. You're the fastest. Congratulations. And he goes, yeah, I thought about a bunch of other ways to come out, but you know, you can only come out once. And Colbert goes, no, what were the other ways? So then he spent his whole segment entering, you know?
Yeah.
Like one time he moonwalked backwards holding a coconut.
Oh, is that funny?
The last one he did was, this was the best one. A giant ghost comes out, like a giant ghost with all kinds of foam around, like woo stuff all around the ghost. And he comes and he passes to where he's going to sit. And then Ken Marino's already sitting there. And Colbert is confused by this. He goes, wait, I don't understand what just happened. Was that your soul that walked past? And he goes, I don't know. It's up for interpretation. It could be whatever you want it to be.
That's so bizarre.
But I never saw a guy just take his whole segment just explaining different options of being on the show, of how to get out onto the panel.
That's pretty funny.
Brilliant.
President Trump is expected to make a Rose Garden announcement related to the government shutdown this afternoon in a minute. At approximately 12:30, we will be carrying his announcement live on WGN Radio. Here, Jasmine, or just at 7:20?
At 7:20.
A.M. Because you know
Should
what?
We
now
also
I want to
hear
it. Yeah, I'm not going to not
big.
Hear it.
But then you can't get in the way of Kim Gordon's news.
Well, let's take a quick break and get to it. Kim's news coming up next. We're the stream right now, Bill and Wendy.
Hi, this is Lindsay from House Smarts Radio, and I'm here with Tom Jenke at Builder Supply Outlet and the Edge Kitchen and Bath. We're looking at freestanding tubs on the showroom floor, and I don't think I've ever seen so many tubs in one place before.
Lindsay, we just received a new shipment of acrylic and cast iron freestanding bathtubs.
And they're gorgeous and great quality.
Aren't they? You know, not all tubs are created equal. We've spent a lot of time researching manufacturers to find the best of the best.
Okay, but really, Tom, how do you keep the prices so low?
Because we deal in such high volume, we can go directly to the manufacturer. That's the best way to keep the prices low.
Makes sense.
And for a limited time only, when you buy any in-stock freestanding bathtub, you also get $200 off any in-stock freestanding faucet.
Stop in and step into Builder Supply Outlet, just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview, or visit their new website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
At Loyola Medicine, we place the physical and emotional needs of each patient above all else. We're proud to be ranked among the top 3 hospitals in Illinois with 6 nationally ranked specialties by U.S. News and World Report. We care for the sickest patients in Illinois, handling some of the most complex and challenging cases, providing high-quality, compassionate care to every patient. Our holistic approach guarantees that at Loyola, you are treated in both body and soul. Visit LoyolaMedicine.org. Loyola Medicine. We also treat the human spirit.
Hi there.
Hello.
So what floor can I press for you?
10, please.
Okay, so have you heard the big news? First American Bank is now the largest privately held bank in Illinois.
Oh, cool.
Not really that surprising. After all, First American is the bank that does more for your money. I mean, everyone knows First American has the best loan deals in town.
Yeah, maybe I'll just get off here.
Low interest mortgages, checking accounts for every lifestyle, and don't get me started on First American's incredible personal service.
Don't worry, I won't.
Well, since you asked, First American's personal service is first class.
Excuse me, do you work for First American?
No. Why?
Well, all you're talking about is a bank in Illinois.
The largest privately held bank in Illinois.
Yeah, but my point is, we're on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, and I'm from California.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
You could move to Illinois. Lovely state.
No, don't push the buttons again.
First American does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we will, we had Jerry Nunn scheduled. You can find him nunontherun.com to talk about what is going on in and around the city in February. But President Trump, we are awaiting him to head out to the Rose Garden. What's the temperature in Washington, D.C.? If I'm just curious. It's pretty cold out there too, correct?
Yeah. I don't think it's what it is here, but let's give a quick look.
All right. So we are awaiting President Trump's speech. He's going to be making an announcement concerning the government shutdown. Supposed to happen at 1230, give or take a couple days.
Oh. I mean, it's actually not too bad there. It's 40 degrees in Washington.
All right. That's not bad. Yeah. Right. So we are awaiting President Trump's announcement, and we will bring it to you live. You can also find it at WGN Radio AM 720.
And Kim, the purpose of this is strictly government shutdown talk. It's no Roger Stone related.
And I don't know
business.
If he'll answer questions. He may just come out and make an announcement. As far as I know, it is not Roger Stone related whatsoever. Yeah. CNN was reporting that they were just saying that he will say something about the shutdown to move it forward.
Okay.
Now, you know, that's very, very general.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
Okay.
Interesting, though, because now we're getting, you know, big information about LaGuardia Airport was having trouble. There was a ground freeze because they had a shortage of air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all starting. Bill and I have been talking about this off the air, and this is all going to start trickling down and affecting each and every one of us.
Without question.
Well, and we don't want something awful to happen.
No.
Exactly. You know.
No, it becomes
airline
a very Davis.
Safety is a very important and huge thing, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want anything to happen, and people don't want to take chances.
Yep.
All right, well, we will talk to Jerry Nunn. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Nunn, you're going to be the warm-up for President Trump. How's that for you?
Oh, perfect. The pressure's on.
Jerry, this is a difficult week for you. I know that. Are you at liberty to talk at all about what's going on, or would you prefer not to?
About what part?
I know you were in a car. You had a car accident.
Well, now I guess he's talking about it.
I don't know if that's okay to talk about or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're all right.
Yes.
But I know you were fairly badly injured, right?
Well, my back was hurt when I got smashed behind me.
Oh.
Yeah, so I heard
somebody slide on the ice. I would imagine. No,
I think she was distracted, but you know, I don't want to.
That is your pet
texting?
Peeve.
Uh-huh. Was she texting?
Possibly.
Was she texting? Oh my God! I see Jerry Nunn in a car in front of me. What a day this is.
We were all sitting still in traffic. So, but she came up behind and smashed.
Yeah,
and then
pushed you into the car in front of you.
And I did feel like my back kind of hurt. Push me into the car in front of me, and then he hit the car in front of him.
Oh, my God. Chain reaction. Did your airbag go off?
No. But
yesterday?
This was last night. Yeah, I was going to the First Bites Restaurant Week event. I was heading over to the Field Museum on State Street. And so the guy in front, he didn't really have any damage, so he left, which you're not really supposed to
leave. You're not supposed to leave.
Not supposed to leave. And so I called the police. And they, you know, they
did you take the plate number of the guy that left? Yeah, that's smart. Use your cell phone for things like that.
Yeah, I got pictures of everybody's plates.
Good move.
And I watched a lot of Judge Judy, so I know how to handle situations like
good.
This. And so I got everyone to pull over to the side. And then the lady behind me that smashed into us goes, well, the guy in front shouldn't have left. It was his fault.
Like, I'm not sure it was his fault.
I don't think it was his fault.
Well, right. we will fly through your month of February.
Yeah.
I know it's Valentine's Day. My birthday is in February. Me and Abe Lincoln share a birthday.
Nice.
Happy
Honest
birthday,
Wendy.
Both of you.
They
Happy
call me.
Happy birthday.
And then
the
we
rail
are
splitter.
Monitoring. I was called that for a different reason.
oh,
I'm monitoring the president, and we will bring you his announcement as he steps up to the plate in the Rose Garden. There's some crowd noise, so we'll let you know. But in the meantime,
okay,
go from most exciting to not so, because we may have to cut you short today.
Okay. Well, we have... I was going to mention Gay House Cafe is the
best romantic place ever.
Best romantic place.
Sure.
So that's at 340 West Armitage
Avenue. Fondumi.
Yes.
Right next to the Park West.
Right next to the Park West. Absolutely. You're downstairs. They're doing promotions February 9th through the 17th. With the live flamenco. They're doing a celebration of marriage. You get 1% off on February 19th for every year that you've been married.
Ooh, 21.
Yeah,
so there you go. How much for you?
More than that.
Oh, God, Bill, I love you.
I think 127, I think.
Okay.
But been together.
35.
All right, let's skip this.
That's a healthy discount.
That's a long time. Yeah. They're going to owe us money.
Yeah, right? I don't think it's going to get it for free.
Wow.
I love money with fondue on it.
Yeah. It's a lot of cheese.
Yeah,
it sure finally is. Finally paying off, right?
Yeah.
That's a great romantic place, though. And if you've never been, please go. And if you have been, like I have, and haven't been in a long time, what a great night out with your significant other.
Very
it's
romantic.
Just really great. Yeah. The food's good. It's not just atmosphere. It's quality.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're having the Chicago Auto Show again, February 9th.
That's romantic.
And 18th.
Not as romantic.
You can sit in the back seat with your
make out there.
Yeah,
at the
make
show.
Out in public there,
right?
At McCormick Place.
Don't tell them I told you that, anyone.
That's Wendy's secret.
Right. A lot of good concerts coming up. Panic at the Disco, February 4th.
I love those guys.
They're red
the
hot
most
right
creative
now.
Videos in all of music.
Yeah.
Would you agree? They do these.
Why not?
You've seen their videos, right? They do them. They're like one long video in one take. And if anyone messes up, you got to start over. The real elaborate videos.
I would leave
videos,
the mess ups in it.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But part of the thrill is why you go, well, at some point, somebody's going to fall down or hit their head on something, and they don't.
What's the bigger their biggest hit?
Panic in the Disco?
At the Disco. Right?
Yeah.
Because he's all
Panic
Mr. Know-it-all.
At the Disco? I'm not sure I know what their biggest hit is.
I don't think I know them. I've heard of them, but really I don't good. Think I
they're,
know
they're red hot on the radio. Actually, I met the singer at the Taylor Swift show.
Did you?
He was out there at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Running around.
Was he a nice man?
Very nice.
All right.
Took pictures with the young girls.
He didn't ram his car into yours?
No, absolutely not.
There's a lot of that going around right now, Jerry. I'm against it.
Cher's coming February 8th at the United Center. Still touring. Huge thing.
Although she said many a time
that this is the farewell tour.
Yeah. Yeah,
come on, Cher. Be
around.
Honest with us, please.
The Winter Pitchfork is
What's
here
that?
First time ever at the Art Institute. So it's just like we have the Summer Pitchfork music festival. They're doing it in the winter this time, trying February 15th.
They should call
17th.
This one Salad Fork instead of Pitchfork.
There we go.
I'm playing a little Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. Is that a popular song?
That's popular right now.
Yes.
I thought you...
I was thinking of one of their older hits. Everybody.
I thought this was like the Backstreet Boys or something.
Wendy.
They're very
Come
popular
on.
Right now.
Yep.
So Laurie Anderson's going to be at that Pitchfork, Winter Pitchfork.
She is
She's
very
a performance
cool.
artist.
She is so unique.
Yeah, so she's the big thing. So that's going to be good. Pizza Party is coming to back to Chicago February 2nd.
Wait, what is that?
So they have all these different pizza joints that are going to be at the Ravenswood Event Center, and I'm bartending.
I love that place. You
Wait,
are bartending?
Jerry, yeah, I noticed a trend. You just did that somewhere last... You DJed last time,
at
right?
At a wedding
I
in
DJed,
Indiana.
Yeah. I got a lot of side hustles.
It sounds like it.
Yeah,
that's where Kevin Richter and Sarah Richter's wedding was.
Oh, right.
At the Ravenswood Event Center. I
Very
love that
nice.
Place.
It's a great place. I've been there like over 8 years,
yeah.
I think, bartending.
So Pizza it's Party involves all these different pizza places getting yep. together?
Yes.
For one good cause?
Yes. Well, they promote their pizza.
Oh, that's good enough.
But that's February 2nd.
That's fun.
Dear Evan Hansen is coming, which I'm excited about.
Can't
that
wait.
Show. Yeah.
February, a Broadway favorite.
A big, six Tony Awards.
I might have to go.
To
I might have to.
Yeah, that's a good one. February
Broadway cast
12th.
In that or a different cast?
No, touring cast.
Touring
it's
cast?
Be the, yeah.
Still.
Right. So that's going to be really good. That's at the Niederlander Theater, the new one. That was the Oriental before. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
It just changed.
I think they changed it this week, right? Didn't they just
really
change the name
recently.
This week?
Yeah. Yeah, named
And it's
the guy.
Niederlander
yes.
now?
Yep.
That's one of the characters from Animal House.
I was just going to ask you.
Doug Niederlander.
Niedermeyer. Oh, okay. Because for a second, that was jogging the old memory.
Did they change the name because the word Oriental now has some connotation to it? Is that why it was changed?
I think it's also to honor this theater legend, this James Niederlander. So, but possibly that had a
factor. Yeah, I always wondered how that still...
Because it seemed out of date when people would say the Oriental Theater.
And I felt funny saying it.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
We've got the Super Bowl this month. Oh, not so
excited. Wendy seems very excited about the Super Bowl.
I don't like Tom Brady.
No.
He's only going to be in some of it. He won't always be on it.
I'm just up for the new dips of the season. I like unique takes on Super Bowl food.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I'm more excited about the commercials.
Yeah. Well,
I always like that too. We got to talk to that guy again that we
Dennis
always
Ryan.
Yeah.
There's so Coca-Cola is not doing one after 11 years.
What?
They're
Why?
Doing one right before the kickoff.
What Whoa. Happened? Why are they out?
Wait, that is smarter.
That's a big move.
It's less money, I'm sure.
Yes,
they don't. And who's not watching for kick? That right. is genius.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a Coke and a smile about that.
No. There you go. Because it's $5 million for, you know, the commercial
for a minute?
Spot for the package.
For 1 second.
I don't know if that's true, Wendy. Is that true? It's $5 million per minute or per 30 seconds?
It said commercial package, so I don't know.
Will that Gillette ad run during the Super Bowl, I wonder, the razors?
Oh, right. There's a lot of celebrities in the commercials this year.
Oh.
I noticed a lot.
Give us some names.
Okay, so we got PepsiCo's Sparkling Water.
I know Michael Bublé is in one for Bubbly.
Yeah, that's
I've already seen that one. Have you seen that one?
No, but that's cute.
It's really good.
Yep, that's PepsiCo's new one. Then Pepsi has Cardi B. Steve Carell, it's in Pepsi's.
Yeah.
Bumble has Serena Williams. Doritos has Chance the Rapper and the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Olay has Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Timely.
I was just going to say.
Expensify has 2 Chainz.
Oh, great.
Hyundai has Jason Bateman. Kia has Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
And
in one ad or separate?
It's in one ad.
Oh,
my
God.
And M&M's is having Christina Applegate.
M&M should have M&M.
They should, if they were smart.
Yep. You don't think so, Wendy?
I don't know. I mean, I know it goes together,
it
but
makes sense.
Do you really want M&M repping your thing?
And he might not do it.
Right? Yeah, he'd probably say
he
it's too mainstream.
Out?
Right.
No.
We also have the Oscars February 24th.
Yes.
That's my Super Bowl.
I'm with you.
I'm all about
Love
that
the Academy
one.
Awards.
So
why don't
hostless.
They ask you to host, Jerry?
They
Maybe
should
have you host it.
They should.
Would I you? Mean, you would say yes if they came to you?
Of course,
you would not. You would.
Oh, I would do it. Well, of course, I wouldn't turn that down.
I would in a minute. Would you?
Well,
because you know have.
I
been
would
a,
not. You know, in the past, I've. When I did stand-up comedy, I always thought, wouldn't that be the ultimate night to host the Academy Awards? But now that I'm older,
and. Well, most
I'm not wiser,
wiser.
I'm just older.
More seasoned.
Yeah, I'm more seasoned. Whoopi Goldberg volunteered to do it.
I know.
And
why
they
didn't
said
they take
no.
her up on it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
because you know why? Because I think she might have gotten too political and come up with her own. I wouldn't trust Whoopi to stay straight on that.
Interesting. Mm.
I think she would go off on a tirade, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You would have to have a sit down, all parties involved, the producers and Whoopi would have to sit down, or whoever took it, not
on
just
a Whoopi
Goldberg,
cushion?
On a Whoopi cushion, right? and go over what exactly you could and couldn't do on the broadcast, you know?
Right.
Don't you think?
But
yeah,
I don't think she would follow the rules.
I don't either.
She wanted to do it, and they just were really weird about. We'll let you know. We'll talk it over. We'll get back to you, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have various people.
They are.
Talking.
I'm okay with
That's
that.
Their plan.
But it's very diverse this year.
Oh yeah,
really.
The nominees?
I mean, the best. Yeah, the nominees. The best picture has like everybody's represented pretty well.
Yeah. Who do you think will win as best movie?
Best movie. I think it's going to be. I think Roma.
Do you? Yeah.
It's yeah. Roma is predicted to win, but Green Book would be my pick that I would like.
Interesting.
Because I like Green Book a lot better than Roma.
Yeah.
I had some issues with Roma.
Oh. What were your issues?
The long, drawn-out, artistic black-and-white sequences that go on forever.
Everybody says that the scenes in that movie are all too long, that it needs to be edited and
shortened.
They're
scrubbing the floor for, like, ever and ever.
You don't like movies with floor-scrubbing scenes?
not for that
long. Well, it's dog-related, I've heard. That's all I've heard.
Yes.
So there's a lot of... that stuff.
Don't see the Pine Sol movie, Jerry. You will not enjoy it.
I loved that. And it had a fresh scent.
Sure did.
Smell of
it. Didn't it? It was delicious.
So that one, that one's, what about, Glenn Close is obviously going to win. We know
for the wife,
I didn't see that. You liked it.
I did like it.
I liked it too.
Very internal, Wendy. It's very internal.
Yes, very Oscar, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rami Malek.
Love him.
Well, when? I like Bradley Cooper, though.
Really? So, yeah?
Yeah. I like Bradley Cooper.
All five of the actors, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't remember who, but the best actor category is a very tough one this year. All five are strong.
Very good people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Everyone's saying Christian Bale probably has the inside track for Dick Cheney.
Right. Vice is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
The Dark Horse for that one.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I just watched it.
Mm-hmm. I was not crazy about it. It was lengthy. Christian Bale was amazing.
Sure.
I mean, he was really good.
Are there any floor scrubbing scenes in it?
There's none.
None? Then I don't want to see it.
Did you like it?
I was confused by it because I don't know all the facts.
Oh,
and it felt very, you know, one-sided. They went after him.
See, that's the thing. When you see a movie that's kind of a biography of somebody, you assume because you're watching in a movie, it must have happened. It's in the movie, but they always take some artistic liberties.
There's been a lot of liberties taken with movies this year, such as The Green Book. He was not really friends with his employee.
Oh, really?
That's a problem.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody.
There were a lot of
problems in there.
Non-accuracies in Bohemian Rhapsody. And, you embellish a story to make a movie better.
Right. They wanted to lead up to Live Aid, so they made him talk about, you know, having AIDS, but he didn't have it till after Live Aid.
Right.
So
sometimes there'll be a character in a movie that's like an amalgam of a whole bunch of other people. They'll just condense three or four or five people into one.
Yeah, for story purposes.
Yeah.
But yeah. A lot of good.
The Academy Awards are the last week in February. Is that when they are?
Yes, February 24th.
Okay.
I thought Mr.
From the
Rogers.
Dorothy Chandler Pavilion or somewhere else?
It's
from the Chandler Bing Pavilion?
Sure. I'm going to be watching it from one of the parties.
Because these awards be any longer?
I'm going to be watching it from parties around here. So
do you party hop during the Academy Awards, huh? Do you get upset when people talk during the awards?
No.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Because we used to go to Oscar parties and everybody would be talking during the show and you go, I want to hear the show.
Oh.
So we stopped going.
Okay, so you shouldn't go to the Siskel Center because that's where
I know.
They're talking. And,
no, there's too much talking at the Siskel Center.
Center in Halstead has a really good one.
What's it?
Center in Halstead does one.
Oh, right,
in
right,
their
right.
Space.
Right, right.
So that one's a really fun one too. So people get dressed up.
Last Sunday of the month for the Oscars.
Yes.
That's when they are. Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
Boy, the Super Bowl and the Oscars in 1 month again.
It's crazy.
February is crazy, Wendy.
Well, we hope you're doing all right. Be careful out there. And, you know, there's nothing you can do. I always really try to pay attention to my rearview mirror.
But
just
if somebody slams into you, your car was stopped, right?
Yeah,
there
we
was
stopped.
Nothing
was
you could do.
And you had nowhere, like you couldn't move up. But I still keep an eye on my rearview mirror just in case. I don't know if I honk or just, I guess, to be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're prepared, maybe that will cause you not to be as injured. You know what I mean?
Guess. Was your car totaled?
No, not as far as I know.
A lot of damage?
I can drive it fine, so I'm going to...
But there's big dents in it?
The bumpers
bumper.
On both ends.
I can pop that out for you. Want me to pop that out for you?
It's plastic, though, so...
I can do that.
Good luck with that.
I got a body shop. Did you know I have a body shop now?
Well, then tell me why, even though bumpers are made out of plastic, it's like thousands of dollars to replace them.
It's just the magic of cars.
Good question. I wonder that, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I was... A couple weeks ago, I was parked... It was one of those days where I was in 11 different places, and at some point during the day, somebody hit my car while I was parked... And there's a big, big dent in the back fender.
Oh, my God.
And whoever did it just, you know, no anything. Yeah.
That's how people are sometimes.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yep. You don't think it was the same lady who hit you, do you?
No, absolutely
Probably
not.
A different lady.
No.
NoneOnTheRun.com. I was just going to say I did it, but then you probably believe me, so then I thought it's not fun.
Where were you last night?
On State Street.
Old Orchard.
Oh.
You have proof? What'd you buy? Let me see what you bought.
I wasn't at all. I thought that's where you may have been. That's why I said it. That is
so
far from me.
No, I thought you hit Jerry's car, not my car.
Oh, Jerry,
car.
No.
I know you
no
hit
one.
My car.
I was on State Street.
All right.
NoneOnTheRun.com. He's on Twitter and Facebook, and you're all over the place.
Yep. Thanks for having
Jerry,
me
Jerry, we hope you're doing
it.
Better.
Happy
We're sorry
belated
about
birthday.
The car accident.
And happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That was very nice.
We're still awaiting President Trump. He's expected to make a Rose Garden announcement. We are monitoring television stations, and the podium is there, but no president.
No.
But I was listening to the feed because we're trying to monitor it. And we will be running it here if it starts within moments or definitely on 7:20 a.m. But somebody's phone went off. Like, you know, somebody's the typical phone Apple phone ringer.
Oh.
So that's all I heard. You can hear a crowd has gathered.
Let's listen to the crowd.
But still no president
behind
the podium.
Let the moment speak for itself. Let's listen. Yep, it's definitely a crowd. Very Washingtonian. Are you getting that too? Are you picking up on that?
Yeah.
I am.
All right, well, let's quickly take our
There's that kind of crowdy, like you hear this in crowds, like, which is stuff I never say, but crowds like to say it when they know they're being recorded. I don't know what they're saying.
It sounds like a golf thing right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the kind of crowd noise we have. I wonder if people
Tom
are
Watson
out there with their putters. I don't know who Tom Watson is.
He was a golfer.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. And I'm sorry, but the president's talking right now amidst a whole flurry of activity that's going on, including Roger Stone being apprehended this morning. Not a good way to wake up.
Yep.
And
he of the Richard Nixon tattoo on his back. Which,
yeah. And he's been an advisor for Donald Trump since his political, his foray into politics, let's say.
Yeah.
And also some problems at LaGuardia Airport, a ground freeze just due to TSA agents, not enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this may trickle down to other cities, and spring break is coming up. We'll see what happens. So we'll keep you posted as President Trump is still not at the podium, although it sounds like someone is moving the microphone.
Somebody is definitely moving the microphone, Wendy.
No one's there.
Ghosts. Oh, listen to that.
It's the wind.
Yep. Yep.
It's the presidents of...
of the past?
Yeah.
That sounded like Millard Fillmore's move, microphone move. He had a very distinctive microphone move, that Millard Fillmore.
The way he passed wind?
Yes.
All right.
It's in his book.
We'll take a quick break. Jerry Nunn, thank you so much. NunnOnTheRun.com. It's Bill and Wendy. All right, I think that's all she wrote. We're going to wrap it up.
Wendy, a quick correction. Jerry Nunn didn't want to do this on the air.
Because he's nice.
He didn't want to embarrass
you.
The band Panic in the Disco that you were so excited about.
That you're like, oh, I'm a big fan.
Turns
oh, I love them.
It's OK Go that does the real elaborate videos. So apologies to the families of both groups.
Jerry, next time correct him on the air, will you?
He's too much of a professional, Wendy.
That's what professionals do.
I wish a little of that would rub off on you, to be honest. Just a little bit of it.
All right. Well, you can go to 7:20.
I know where you wanted to say. I thought you were going to say.
That's just for you.
Wow.
You can go to 7:20.
What a fiery finish.
AM.
You're
WGN,
melting the ice.
Because we're expecting the president to speak from the Rose Garden any minute. He was supposed to speak
12:30 start, Wendy, Central Time.
A little late.
Yeah. But well, there's a lot to digest. There's a lot going on. So.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if he'll come up with another nickname for Nancy Pelosi.
What is it now?
Nancy.
I'll call her Nancy.
Right.
That's good.
That's very good.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
That's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.